MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Have a dog or a cat? Village of Rio Doso no longer requiring licensings for pets. While vaccines are still required, licenses are not. A new ordinance to help protect and identify your pet if lost requires that all dogs and cats get microchipped and applies to anyone living within the village limits who owns or cares for a cat or dog. Microchips are a pet's ticket home because all their information is kept in a registration database. If they find a microchip and if the microchip registry has accurate information, they can quickly find the animal owner. The ongoing bird flu outbreaks cost the government about $661 million and added to consumers' pain at the grocery store after more than 58 million birds slaughtered to limit the spread of the virus. In addition to the cost of the government response that the USDA tallied up and rising prices for eggs, chicken, and turkey, farmers who raise those animals have easily lost more than $1 billion, according to an agricultural economist. The bad news is that with the outbreak entering its second year and the spring migratory season looming, there's no end in sight. There's little farmers can do beyond those steps they've already taken to try to keep the virus out. A bill that would have authorized millions of dollars for road work on Highway 380 and two other major southeast New Mexico highways hitting a dead end. House Minority Whip Greg Nybert of Roswell, one of the sponsors, says the legislation will not be able to advance further this session due to its large $650 million price tag. Per the legislation, the bill would have directed the use of $650 million from the appropriation contingency fund for the acquisitions of rights of way, planning, design, and construction, and to match federal and other state funds. Those related to three highway projects in Chavez, Eddy, and Lee counties. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.